everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind, the Facebook edition. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. As a result of changes in WBAI, we have made a series of recordings to fill in for some of those spots that you normally would have heard The Positive Mind. These recordings will be anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes long, the idea of which is to stimulate your thought so that maybe you would want to comment on it and therefore create a thread so that other people can comment back to you on it. So what I bring you is ideas that would stimulate discussion or thought, at least. And today I want to speak about something that's very common to us, a word called affection. We say, what are we lacking in a lot of relationships? And one of the things that you could easily notice is that affection is missing. Affection, such a funny word, affection. Affection is it's usually associated with a type of love, and one sort of love or another. Affection usually involves touching, caring for, but an expression of caring. There are four kinds of affection, according to Henry Murray. He said there's affiliation, which is just you spending time with a person. That's a form of affection. Nurturance, which is taking care of a person. Play, which is having fun with someone else. There's another form of affection, which is called rejection. And according to this, it is rejection of other people, bonding together, rejecting others. And then there's succorance. Succorance is when you allow yourself to be helped or protected by other people. Affection. It's funny how you miss it. After a while, you know, most older people who are alone, who don't have their children around and don't have their grandchildren around, the thing they lose the most when they lose their partners is affection. They're not touched anymore. We have found over the years that one of the things that lead to depression among the elders is the lack of touch. Therefore, getting a pet, getting a massage, being touched becomes essential to staying in touch with the joys of life. How do you feel about affection? There are many people who just don't like it. They don't want to be touched. Don't touch me, stay away from me. You know, it's almost like there's a boundary around them, like a wall. And they enjoy this wall. This wall is like, I'm staying over here and you're staying over there. And the only affection I have is something that kind of like a heat that seeps through. But I'm not going to let myself to feel it, nor am I going to emulate, nor am I going to put it out as well. Non-affectionate people. You may even call one of your parents non-affectionate. Some of you would say, if I asked you, were your parents affectionate? No. Not very. They talk to us. We were like a little thing running around, and they treated us like occasional little tussle of the hair and stuff like that, but not affectionate. Now, what is an affectionate parent? An affectionate parent is somebody who touches, holds hands with. It kind of makes sense that we could make a case for affection. We could say that unless there's affection in a family, there's something missing. Well, I'm not so sure, because not every culture does that. But children need affection. There's a thing called bonding, pair bonding, bonding itself. When a parent nurtures a child, there is affection going to that child, and that child's chemistry responds to the nurturance and to the affection, therefore. When a child responds to affection, their whole chemistry goes to ease, to relax. to let themselves grow, to feel safe. Touching, being next to, protecting, all of that makes a person feel safer in the world. But what if you don't have it? What if it's not there? How long can you live without it? Many of you have gone to a certain point in life where you've gone through certain biochemical changes, menopause, both male and female, whatever you want to call it, where your hormones change. And with the loss of sexuality goes the loss of bonding. So sex and nurturance, affection and sex, seem to be tied together in some funny kind of way. One of the common ways of understanding sex for women is women see sex as a form of affection, whereas men don't. That's a common idea. I'm not sure that's true, because what a man finds with sex is he feels, after sex or during sex, he feels connected, he feels together, he feels safe, he feels potent. It's the same thing you would get if you were getting a real direct affection. But sex has a lot more power to it, a lot more strength to it. Women, on the other hand, what they get with sex is they get a similar kind of feeling. So when you get to a certain point in life where you eliminate sex, where sex is no longer a factor or a desire, you also find yourself eliminating affection. Affection, it's such a funny word. It comes from the word affect, which means to feel. I feel, you know, affect. I affect you. I have an effect on you. A-F-F-E-C-T. Which is like that, I can impress you. I do make a difference. So our question today would be for you to explore in your mind where you stand with affection. Are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you somebody who is affectionate? Or are you somebody on a scale of 1 to 10 who receives affection? Do you let yourself receive it? Think about that. Some people don't like to be touched. You know, there's a difference between receiving affection by touch one way or another. So if a person gives you affection by stimulating your skin, you know, they rub your shoulders, they rub your back, they rub, and they're kind of in motion. That's one form of affection. Another form of affection is you just put your hand on somebody's body and you leave it there. Different people have different feelings. For a person who's an excited person, a nervous person, the ideal affection is a solid hand, not a stimulating hand. Because if you're nervous, what you want to do is feel safe, feel comfortable. Now, you can't feel that if someone is constantly stimulating you. So what you're looking for is a solid feeling, a warm feeling. A hug is a wonderful thing. On the other hand, if you're depressed, a stimulating hand is a very nice thing. So when somebody rubs you or touches you in such a rubby kind of way, as opposed to a solid hand, you welcome that. And that's a different form of affection. So affection is different for different people. And that's kind of the point of this. Now, besides affection, there's the display of affection. There's showing affection. PDAs, public displays of affection, is a physical demonstration of affection for another person while in view of others. Holding hands, hugging or kissing in public are commonly considered to be unobjectionable forms of public displays of affection. And there are places where, in like bars, nightclubs, strip clubs, more extreme form of public of displays of affection are not objectionable. In these places, such as deep kissing and you know, dancing real close, it's considered another form of affection. And then there's this thing where it kind of moves out to where you and someone else are affectionate in front of a group of people that kind of leads you to a world of exhibitionism. Now, exhibitionism is a big word. It's kind of like, you know, oh, you shouldn't do it. But, you know, exhibitionism. I want to show others that I am loved and that I love. So very often with erotic dancing, with dancing, when you're dancing with your partner and you're doing a lambada or something, and you're doing something that shows a lot of sensuality, a lot of sex, in front of people, it's like you're kind of daring them. Look how erotic we could be. Look how close, how tight we could be with each other. So exhibitionism is the showing of your display of affection. Some people display affection just because they feel it and they just don't feel a limit. Other people have inhibitions about being seen affectionately with other people. There are people I know who would say, oh, don't, please don't touch me in public. Please don't, you know, show me in public. Don't embarrass me is the word. It's almost as if it is embarrassing for you to show affection to me. In most of the developed world, such as Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States, it's very common to see people dancing together closely, showing affection to each other. In Latin America, teenagers gathering in public parks have so much affection that it's turned into real heavy-duty sexual exchange. In South Africa, it's against the law for anyone under the age of 16 to take part in any public displays of affection. Now, this has led to a lot of displays of protests by teenagers, where they say, don't do that. As in India, a public display of affection is criminalized by the government under Section 294 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860, with a punishment of imprisonment, which may extend to 3 months, or with fine, or with both. However, in a number of landmark cases, the higher judiciary has dismissed these obscenity things for kissing couples. You could get arrested for kissing in India. It's weird, isn't it? It's all strange. What are we trying to limit? There's a very famous priest, a wonderful man. He was a good guy. After the Roman Catholic Church went through their first embarrassments, he came in and he said to one of his parishioners, a good friend of his, he said, I can't touch the children anymore. He said, I'm not allowed to touch them anymore. He said, it's so sad. Along with our fear that people will exploit children sexually, we've forbidden all touch. What does that do to children when adults no longer touch you? What is that? There's no longer the casual, easygoing, comfortable touch. Well, maybe it had to be straightened out. Maybe it was inappropriate all the time, but I don't know. I think that we're really screwed up when it comes to affection. I think we have a lot to learn. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. Make sure you give us some feedback here on how you feel about this topic of affection and how affection plays a role in your life. We'll be back with you soon, perhaps a little music for you.